Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. We continue with the third portion of the portion of Mitzorah. Chapter 14, verse 21, we're learning about the prescription, the process, the ritual which the leper, the Mitzorah, has to go through in order to achieve purification. So we learned a long list of sacrifices that he has to take on the eighth day. He has to take two male lambs without blemish, one female lamb of the first year, 3/10 parts of an ephah, a fine flour, with oil, and so on. And it's a big list. Cost a lot of money. Animals are not cheap, even if you buy them wholesale. So now he says, in the book we use here, 134, verse 21, V'im dalhu, but if he's a poor man, V'ein yodei maseges, and he simply can't afford this list of animals. They're very expensive. As Alfredo here says, very expensive, Rabbi. V'lokach keves echod, so he shall take one lamb. He has to buy at least one lamb. Osham as a guilt offering. Litnufa, this is used, as we learned earlier, as a wave offering, lechaper olav, to make atonement for him. V'isorein seilas echod, and 1/10 part of an ephah, bolul bashemen, mingled with oil. Lemincha as a meal offering, v'leik shomen, and the log, the measure of oil. So here he takes one lamp, and then he gets a dispensation for the others, but first Rashi. V'yisorein seilas echad lakevezeh, for this lamb, shuhu echad, which is one. Yovi yisorein echad, he brings 1/10 part. V'loik shomen losas mimenu, to place of it al habahenes on the thumbs, v'shemen shonischei amincha, the oil of the libation of the meal offering, lehuska kakos of the Fathers, the Torah didn't have to specify. And then, instead of the other animals, he gets to take in 22, shnei tatim two pigeons, older pigeons, eishnei b'nei yena, or younger pigeons. The difference between older pigeons and younger pigeons is that the younger are cheaper. Asher tasa yodei, depending upon which ones he can afford. V'hoya echad chatas, and one of these pigeons shall be designated as a sin offering, v'ya echad ol, and one as a burnt offering. So the cost is a lot less for the person who cannot afford the heviyesam, and he brings them by Yom HaShmini on the eighth day, litoharosei of his purification, al hakohen to the kohen, al pesach ol moed, to the gateway of the tabernacle, ifnei Hashem, before Hashem. As we talked earlier, v'lok Rashi, by Yom HaShmini litoharosei, shmini latziporim, the eighth day after the bringing of the birds, or lazos etzeres, and the sprinkling of the cedar wood, the eze bishni salav, and the blade of grass and the scarlet thread, as we learned earlier. And here we see again the special significance the number 8 plays, the otherworldly number to bring about purification from a state of impurity. 26, o min hashemen, and of the oil, yitzak hakohen, the kohen shall pour al kaf hakohen, on the palm of the Kohen, Hasmolis, the left palm, as we learned yesterday. He's our Kohen, Betzboya, Yamonis, Min Hashem, and the Kohen sprinkles with his right finger of this oil, Asher Akape Hasmolis, which is in his left palm, Sheva Pomim, 7 times. We learned earlier 7 corresponds to 7 different transgressions which bring about the punishment of leprosy, Lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. Venosan Akayan, and the Kohen will give. Excuse me 1 second. Min Hashem, and of the oil, Asher al kape, which is upon his palm, al tnuch on the lobe, ezen hamitayr, of the ear of the one who is being purified. Which ear? Hayamon is the right ear, v'albayin yodayamonis, v'albayin aglayamonis, and as we learned earlier, right thumb, right toe, Amakim Dama Oshan, where the blood of the guilt offering was placed, there's some oil placed on that same spot. Bahaneser and the balance, Min Hashem and of the oil, Asher Akaf Aaron, which is on the palm of Aharon. What happens to the rest? Because this is just a little bit. Yitain, he places this oil, Al Resh Hamitair, on the head of the person who's being purified. The Chaper Olaf, to make atonement for him, Lepnei Hashem, before Hashem. Rashi, Al Mekeim Dam Ho Oshom, Afilunis Kanach Adam. It doesn't matter that the blood already dried. Limitchein Adam Gedim. It's not the blood that caused it, El Amokim Gedim, the place where the blood was. 30, Vaaseyas Echad Men Atedim. And then he takes one of these pigeons, depending upon what level pigeon he can afford. That which he can afford, one chatas, a sin offering, and one ola, a burnt offering, al hamincha, with the meal offering, al hamitar, the Kohen makes atonement for this man that's being purified before Hashem. So the above is Zos. This is Torah, the laws. Asher bei negatzaras, of the person who experiences this plague of leprosy, and he can't afford the list of the sacrifices. Asher leitasig yodei b'torasi, who can't afford this whole list of animals to bring for the ritual of purification. The Torah gives him a dispensation, lets him bring just one animal, and the others, birds, even younger birds, which are very, very affordable, even for a poor person, the gist of this Chumash portion.